Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, May the 2nd, 2011. And in this podcast, I'd like to talk about choices. Now, we all make choices, right? And then, of course, we have to live with our choices. But you know, sometimes when you make a choice or a decision, we can't be so quick to define it that it's a bad choice or the wrong choice just because some obstacles come up. Because no matter what choice you make or decision or path you choose to go, there are always going to be obstacles, right? There's always going to be roadblocks. There's always going to be challenges. I mean, if there's a path in this life that has no obstacles, no challenges, no learning curve, well then let me know, please. As a matter of fact, you could write a book on it and you'd be an overnight success. You know, when you think about it, whenever you decide to do something new, you have to accept and then deal with the results of that choice, right? We've done that our whole life. And there are those who think, though, that they're making no choices. And those who think that they're not making any choices still have to deal with the results of not deciding. All right, I'm not trying to overcomplicate this, but think about it. God designed life. He wants us to live and experience life and enjoy life. But He also gave us free will to choose, to decide, to pick a path, and then start walking. Now, once you've made a decision on a path to take, you're headed down the road, there'll be more choices that come up as you take the path. Now, I know some paths are fairly smooth, others can be a little more difficult. But just because there's some difficulty, just because there's some obstacles, you can't jump to a conclusion and define it as, I made a bad choice. This isn't working. You see, God promised us that He would direct our paths. Isn't that great in the Scriptures that God said that He would be a light unto our path, a lamp unto our feet? And as we look to Him and ask Him for His help, He will do just that. I really believe that if we are on the wrong path that's going to end up in disaster, He will certainly direct us off that path. And I don't believe that God is very vague and mysterious. It'll be clear and concise. You know why? Because He loves you. And as we continue to look to God for help, for direction, He will direct our paths. Now, in the meantime, if the path that we've chosen, complete with its own set of obstacles and challenges, well, why not move ahead with excitement and anticipation, even though it might not feel completely safe at the moment? And I think we all know new choices may not always feel safe and comfortable. Now, if you've ever had to make some big changes, new choices, doesn't always feel safe and comfortable, does it? But, you know, as you move into a new area with the intention of expanding your life or making some great change, a certain level of comfort just might not be there for a while. Can you relate? There'll be some obstacles to overcome, perhaps a new learning curve, you know, if you're on a path you've never been on before. But it's all part of living life and growing. But, you know, there's always going to be those who play it safe and choose to just sit on the couch and watch. They just want to be comfortable. They don't really want to expose themselves to the challenges or the obstacles that will come from choosing a new path. And that's okay, as long as they realize that that in itself is a choice. And with it, just like all other choices, comes its own set of challenges and obstacles and conclusions. And I've found that most people who choose that course generally live life feeling sorry for themselves and blaming everyone else for all their misery. Most will never admit that their own life is a product of their own choices. And isn't that honest? I mean, think about it for a minute. Our lives are a product of our own choices. But I believe that God wants us to live life to the fullest. You can choose to expand. You can choose to take new adventures. You can choose to refuse to accept an obstacle as a sign that the choice was wrong. We can continue to look to God for help and for direction on a new path. And you know something else? You can also choose to let go of all the pressure of a new choice. You know, you don't have to carry the pressure of having to succeed just because you made a new choice. Wow, I've decided to do this. I have to succeed now or I'm a failure. Come on. Refuse to carry the pressure of trying to define your new choice, whether it's a good one or a bad one, before it even has any time to develop. Because I'll tell you something, time will tell if it's not the right choice. And as you proceed down the path of a new choice, there are going to be other options that open up along the way, options that you never would have encountered had you not taken the new path. That's why life is such an exciting adventure. Move ahead and enjoy each day, regardless of the obstacles that you're faced with. Make a choice to live life to the fullest. And be confident in God that should that path be not the best path for you, that God will clearly help you and guide you to a new and better path. Now, God will never overstep our free will, but He has promised to direct our path. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. We'd like to hear what's on your mind. And by the way, if you're a subscriber to this blog, it's free to subscribe. If you are, well, you don't ever have to bookmark the site, check back to see if I posted something new, because as a subscriber, you'll get personally notified every time something new is posted. And if you do decide to subscribe to this blog, as my way of saying thanks, I'll give you a free lifetime subscription to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.